inspire something thousands of years later. One of the Ribbono Shel Olam provides that in times of terrible crisis, there are people who are enable the Jewish people to survive and keep on going. That's Hillel. And together with Hillel, there was the great Shammai, Shammai Azoke. So originally, there was another man who was the head of the Beis Din in the Sanhedrin, and his name was Menachem. But for reasons that the Gemara does not tell us, and we really have no other source to know from, Menachem apparently withdrew, and Shammai took his place. So here you have that both of them were surrogates. Both of them were not, Hillel was not the Nosi originally, and Shammai was not the Av Beis Din originally. But because of circumstances that we are not aware of, there are many theories about the matter, even political theories, which could be true. Why these people withdrew, Hillel now became the Nosi and Shammai became the Av Beis Din. The Gemara says, and the Meiri quotes it in his introduction to Avos, that the appearance of Hillel and Shammai, as great as they are, heralds the period of darkness within the Jewish world. What do we mean by darkness? Because until the time of Hillel and Shammai, the halacha more or less was agreed upon. You find very few machlokas in the Mishnah between the early Zugos, between the early Tanoim. There were very few disputes in halacha. The tradition of Torah Shebaal Peh was known, clear, without disputes. But from the time of Herod the Great on, from the time of Hillel and Shammai, the pressures on the Jewish people were such, and the schools were under such pressure, the Talmid HaChomim were under such pressure, that we will find now great disputes in many, many areas. Now, Hillel and Shammai between themselves had a minimum amount of halachic disputes, but they both founded great academies of learning, great schools of Torah, to preserve the Torah and to preserve the oral tradition. And that became Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, we have hundreds of disputes, hundreds of halachas in dispute. And not only hundreds of halachas in dispute, it really became two different viewpoints as to the preservation of halacha and the intent of the Torah Shebaal Peh, how to interpret it. Now, I don't want to be given over to, you know, to simplifications. Rabbi Berman told a good story Friday night about simplifications, generalizations. A rabbi was on a plane with an astrophysicist, and the astrophysicist, making conversation with the rabbi, he said, "Where are you going?" He said, "He's going to deliver a lecture on religion." So the astrophysicist thought for a moment, and he said, "Well, I imagine," he said, "that all of religion can be summed up in that one sentence, 'Love thy neighbor as thyself.'" So the rabbi thought for a minute, and he said to the astrophysicist, "Where are you going?" He said, "He's going to deliver a lecture, a paper on astrophysics at MIT. So the rabbi thought for a second, and he said, "Well, I imagine all of astrophysics can be summed up in that one little sentence, 'Twinkle, twinkle, little star.'" So that's the problem of overgeneralization, right? Simplification. It's correct, but it doesn't really do it. So you, generally we say that Beis Shammai is machmir, is more stringent, and Beis Hillel is mekil, more lenient. Generally we say that Beis Shammai looks at the potential and Beis Hillel looks at the actuality. There are many theories, and the theories are advanced in halacha among the achronim, especially throughout the centuries, as to explain the central core disputes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But their dispute caused a rift in halacha. It caused a division within the Prushim themselves. The greatness of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is as